Headline: John Caroni trial starts with a confused witness and Safe Moon merch. Published at 11:32 p.m. UTC, May 7, 2025. The criminal trial of former Safe Moon CEO Braden John Caroni started at a sprint today, moving swiftly from opening statements and testimony from a victim who lost $20,000 to a surprisingly early appearance from the prosecution's star witness, Thomas Papa Smith. Papa, former CTO of Safe Moon, has pleaded guilty to the same money laundering, securities fraud, and wire fraud charges that Caroni faces, and testified against his former gaming buddy in hopes of reducing his eventual sentence. Both the highs and lows of the day belong to Nicholas Smith, no relation to Thomas, Caroni's relentless and combative defense attorney. Caroni is alleged to have represented Safe Moon's liquidity pool on the PancakeSwap DEX as locked or impossible to withdraw, even as he was withdrawing millions of dollars. Nicholas Smith, who resembles a much smaller version of Saturday Night Live alum Chris Parnell, meticulously interrogated witnesses in pursuit of a clear agenda, demonstrating that Safe Moon investors should have been aware that millions of dollars were being removed, and that Caroni was, in fact, transparent throughout. Nicholas Smith's clear commitment was surprising, given that the lawyer was appointed only after a prior team from the firm Petrillo, Klein, and Boxer withdrew after Caroni failed to pay them. Per prior court proceedings, Nicholas Smith is seemingly being paid under the Criminal Justice Act, which provides representation for defendants unable to afford it. Caroni's team is small, but ferociously competent. The bare-bones nature of the defense was clear in the courtroom, with Smith, Caroni, and a single legal aide sitting at the defense table across from a prosecution team of five lawyers, investigators, and aides. Smith immediately came across as ferociously competent, certainly more focused and determined than former FTX head Sam Bankman-Fried's Silver Spoon defense team. Indeed, Mark Cohen and Christian Everdell's listless efforts left some observers wondering if they were intentionally throwing the case. Smith's intensity had its downsides, though. Near the end of the day, in the course of a procedural dispute with prosecutors over the redaction of witness documents, he became combative and was rebuked by Judge Eric Comity, who, for his part, looks uncannily like Ben Affleck. Safe Moon diehard thinks Caroni was framed. Safe Moon skyrocketed to notoriety in early 2021 as the broader crypto sector was boiling with excitement and scams. Wiser crypto heads were derisive of the project, which purported to protect its price by imposing a steep 10% penalty on anyone selling or transferring tokens. It also boasted a supposedly locked liquidity pool. But in the crypto frenzy of the moment, Safe Moon attracted as many as 2 million investors, many of them new arrivals to crypto. The project collapsed after massive withdrawals from the liquidity pool were discovered by blockchain sleuths, but it nevertheless retains a dedicated core of adherents. At least one of those diehards was in attendance at the trial today at the Eastern District of New York Courthouse near downtown Brooklyn, where heavy fog rendered the city temporarily more like Portland than Gotham. Going by Safe Moon Nov, or SM Nov, the supporter arrived wearing a Safe Moon-branded hoodie and, like other persistent supporters, said he believes Caroni's defense that these withdrawals didn't contradict the project's representations. He believes Caroni is being framed, perhaps by the government itself, because it regards Safe Moon's technology as a threat. Was Safe Moon safe? It's in the name. The government's opening statements didn't indicate whether Safe Moon posed a threat to U.S. security and stability. Instead, lead attorney Jess Weigel argued that Caroni lied to investors so he could get rich, adding, he told them Safe Moon was safe. It was right there in the name. Prosecutors will seek to show that Caroni controlled everything and, with help from his co-conspirators, drained tens of millions of dollars from SafeMoon's liquidity pools, which was spent on Porsches, multiple Audi R8s, and real estate. The opening statement for the defense opened with Caroni's background as a former intelligence analyst and combat veteran. Caroni's claims to be a veteran have been controversial. Records show he served in the Utah National Guard. Caroni's role as an intelligence analyst is part of a family tradition. His father, Bradford Caroni, is a former CIA officer. Smith called on the jury to consider two questions as the trial moved forward. First, whether Caroni agreed with someone else to deceive someone, or whether he repeatedly disclosed the information he's accused of hiding. Second, did the team agree, or did they consistently disagree? If it's the second, Smith pointed out, you have to ask yourself, is that a conspiracy? Smith further previewed arguments to the effect that deceptive statements about SafeMoon had been written by other team members, including founder Kyle Nagy, before Caroni joined the team. Before Caroni joined SafeMoon, Smith said, he knew next to nothing about cryptocurrency or liquidity pools. Nagy, who was charged alongside Caroni and Thomas Smith, is believed to be on the lam in Russia. Prosecution witness struck nearly dumb. The prosecution's first witness was William Maurer, a 43-year-old architect who invested around $20,000 in SafeMoon, mostly between May and October of 2021. Maurer walked prosecutors through his decision to invest after reading the SafeMoon white paper, which claimed 100% safety and stated that the SafeMoon liquidity pool would be locked for 4 years. SafeMoon was the first cryptocurrency Maurer invested in, making a loss of more than 95% of his initial investment. In Nicholas Smith's cross-examination, he sought to highlight that many of the communications that convinced Maurer didn't come from Caroni himself, but from the broader executive team. In some cases, before Caroni joined the project. Smith also sought to sow confusion about the exact meaning of a locked liquidity pool, asking Maurer about buying SafeMoon through the Bitmart exchange, in addition to purchases through the PancakeSwap DEX. It sounds like you understand that buying on Bitmart implies that the liquidity pool wasn't entirely locked, Smith asked the victim. Did the white paper lay out a rule that the tokenomics would work on a centralized exchange? In walking Maurer back through the SafeMoon white paper, Smith honed in on the phrase "in theory" in one description, asking whether the phrase pointed to what would happen or merely what could happen. Maurer, clearly no expert, was struck nearly dumb by the flurry of logic chopping. The day's second witness was Dr. John M. Griffin, presented as an expert and largely tasked by prosecutors with running the jury through basic blockchain terminology and concepts. Not just wallets and addresses, but liquidity pools and LP tokens. It's hard to imagine laymen following much of this, one of the real challenges faced by both sides in the case. Griffin was previously the author of a paper that claimed to demonstrate the printing of unbacked Tether tokens was being used to manipulate the price of Bitcoin. Smith's cross-examination of Griffin seemed largely aimed at establishing that blockchains are transparent and easily readable. When liquidity is withdrawn from a liquidity pool, could someone see that? Smith asked. He also asked about the benefits of listing a token on centralized exchanges, seemingly working to show that sending coins from the SafeMoon liquidity pool to an exchange was for the good of SafeMoon users. Star witness Papa Smith says Caroni defrauded him. Finally came the closest thing the case has to a star witness, Thomas Papa Smith, 36. Smith served as CTO of SafeMoon for less than a year, but was one of its most well-known public faces, with a convincing cyberpunk weirdo beard and kooky New Hampshire home base. But the papa who appeared to testify against his former CEO was subdued and polite, and the past 4 years had clearly taken a toll. His long hair and trademark beard had gone from black to almost entirely gray. Papa only served as CTO of SafeMoon for about 9 months, from March to November of 2021, before departing voluntarily. He testified that he, Karoni, and Nagi would regularly discuss how we would structure responses to the public to conceal or deflect from their withdrawals from the liquidity pool. Smith also testified that Karoni had defrauded him, claiming that Papa owned 10% of the firm that ran SafeMoon, only to deny that ownership stake later. Papa Smith's testimony closed out the day, sure to be followed by a vigorous cross-examination from Nicholas Smith on Wednesday. The trial is estimated to run until May 26th, with the prosecution estimating today that it would finish its case by May 14th. Trials are all about juries. The defense seems to have a substantial witness list of its own, including Rutgers economics professor Ben Mizrach as an expert witness and at least one personal friend of Karoni's poised to testify. During jury selection, jurors were also informed that Karoni's parents, Bradford and Jennifer Karoni, would be topics at trial. That suggests a light may be shone on a notorious incident when Karoni seemed poised to sue his own mother after she sought to keep him at a distance from a development project in the Gambia. John Karoni reputedly tried to use an investment in his mother's firm to claim its work as part of SafeMoon's portfolio. This and other alleged examples of Karoni's impulsive and strange behavior haven't really been highlighted at trial yet, and generally, the prosecution has been extremely cautious about its claims. One hopes for their sake. They're just getting warmed up. Trials are all about juries. And so far, Nicholas Smith is winning the game of theater at a walk. Got a tip? Send us an email securely via Protos Leaks. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.